Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Sananda, for that beautiful song. And what a show we have tonight. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program, Channel Panel. And today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. And on our program tonight, we have our host and channel, Dr. Catherine May, along with Channel and Temple of Light team member Christine. And joining us this evening are Mother and Father, Sananda, and Archangel Michael to speak with us about the earth and the grid aligning in a new way, bringing about a new level of clearing for earth and all her inhabitants. We'll also hear how today, Wednesday, May 27th, is the beginning of a historic shift in consciousness that they tell us we will feel in our bones. I love that. We're going to learn how we can help the process along and use the changes to bring greater light into ourselves and in our environment. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia. And Catherine, Christine, and the team are calling in from New York. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Meg.
Hey.
Oh, what a show. We're so looking forward to it. Hey, everybody.
Hi. Oh, yes. And I don't think I need to introduce to people the fact that something amazing happened in the energies today. It was a big day on planet Earth. It was, some of the things that we felt here. Big stirred up feelings. And then shifting and swirling energies. And then peaceful. And somewhere along in there, I also heard the screaming frequencies again. So big shifts, big changes in the vibrational atmosphere, in the energy inside the earth. So I think Mother and Father are going to talk about that. So I have a joke to tell on Christine. she's kind of new, you know, at channeling. So it's easy when you're starting a show like this. Well, I often feel it anyway, that, oh, my gosh, am I really up to this? Am I really going to be able to channel all these people and say exactly what they want and make it come out right and so on? So Mother was laughing with Christine. She said, what are you talking about? You do this all the time, all day long. And then Christine went, woo, there's a lot of mother in here. So when she comes in, you can really feel her energy. So she was reassuring Christine. She'll be here. So before we really get started? Well, first of all, I guess we should say who we are, because there are some new people. We're getting more people signing on all the time. It's really exciting. The audience is growing, and people are so excited and enthusiastic about hearing what we're doing here. It's really fun. So welcome to new people. I'm Catherine May, and this is my co-host, Meg. I'm a psychologist, and Meg is our in-house nutritionist and acupuncturist and expert in Chinese medicine and alternative health techniques and so on. And her Facebook page is wisdom-megdavis. And mine, my website, is whoneedslight.org. So that's just something ringing on the phone. Okay, so I also want to just thank people. We've been real busy here in the Temple of Light, so I'm not able to answer a lot of the emails that come through, but I just want to thank everyone, first of all, for the fabulous birthday wishes last week. It was so much fun. And your well wishes were really, I felt it so deeply, and it was just so lovely. And also the people who've given us donations, we are so grateful and appreciative, and we love hearing your little notes too, so we know who you are and how long you've been listening and how it's affected your lives. And it just really is touching to me. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And if I haven't yet sent you a thank you note, I do apologize, but it's not because I haven't seen. I see every single donation that comes in, and I thank you with my heart. So it is the first of summer here, and we're really enjoying it. Everything has just burst into green and feels so alive. And just this afternoon, we had a spectacular thunderstorm here, and I could hear, it was as if the thunder was rolling around the entire sky. It was just spectacular. So I think there are a lot of things going on the planet. Some we can see, some that we can't. But Mother and Father are really very attentive and are here to tell us a lot about it. Did you feel the energies today, Meg?
Oh, my. You just took the words right out of my mouth. It was just a lot of emotions. It was but just intense, but so loving. And I had, which is unusual, three new patients today, which is a lot of new patients for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them was just, I was struck after Mother talked about how we would feel people differently with all the upgrades and the changes on the planet. And I was so struck with how deeply I can see and feel people's hearts and their emotions now. And it has gotten to be, it was already rich, but it has gotten so special. And we're crying together, and we're laughing together, and we're cheering together about these courageous people taking their health into their own hands, and of course, taking many things into their own hands. It's just such an empowering time for people, and I just see it in this one corner of their lives. But just saying, there's got to be something better than this. And it's so encouraging, and today was just even more spectacular than most with the energies of the earth. And I just felt like singing all day. It was a strange thing. I was humming in the hallway and singing in the car and singing on the walks with the dogs, and I could just tell something special was going on. And then I saw your blog talk message. I went, oh, there you go. That's what's happening. So it's fun to hear from them about what we're experiencing, even though it's fun just to feel it too. But I'm looking forward to hearing from them too about what happened. But we felt it for sure.
Right. Oh, I love to hear that because, you know, if people aren't aware of the distance, we're in the northeast, here in the south, somewhat east, and so we have a different perspective on what's happening. So that's kind of fun, too, to hear what you felt there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to expect tonight. They haven't really told me what they're going to talk about, except for, you know, what was going on today, which just felt enormous to us. So I'm just going to leave it up to them to describe, because I can't even begin to have the words to describe what we felt and saw today. And it's odd, you know, when I like to go back and listen to these shows, because when I'm channeling, I often really don't hear the words. I get the feelings, and I sort of know what they're talking about because they show me the pictures and I have the feelings, but I don't remember the words. So much happened today where I don't quite remember the words, because it was an event that we were just so immersed in. But I think that they're going to describe some of it for everybody today so we can understand what's going on here. So we have Father and Mother and Sananda and Archangel Michael. So I'm just going to leave it up to them to decide how they want to do it. I asked Christine if she would like to channel Mother, and I will channel Father. So you'll get to hear their different voices. And she agreed. And Mother was delighted. So I'll begin with talking with Father, and then when it's time, he'll ask Mother to come in and talk to you too. So we'll see how that works. I think it'll be fun. All right, so without further ado, unless we have any other announcements or messages, I will step aside and let the fun begin.
All right. Oh, this is going to be fun. Wonderful. Well, we'll just let you take a second to connect with our dear Father. It's good. We haven't heard from him in a little bit, so we're so happy he's going to come and share with us. Welcome, Father. We're so glad you're here.
Greetings, dear Meg, and greetings, beloved children. Well, yes, we have quite a lot to tell you tonight. It's tonight in the East. And those of you who are listening around the world, we appreciate those of you who've stayed up late in Europe to listen to this call, or those of you who are skipping your dinner hour to listen to this show on the West Coast and so on. It is a historic time. Yes, you've heard that before, of course, but it's true. Monumental is a better description. Things are happening now on planet Earth that none of you were really prepared for, because you don't know much about the history of your Earth, just the few things that we've described to you, the stories that we've told you over the past months, which give you, those of you who've listened here, a special advantage to understand what's going on now. But there is so much that you have not known. And there are reasons for that, of course. So much of it was information about the cosmic relationships between Earth and other planets, the long history of struggles in your universe, those wonderful light workers who have come to try to hold the light on planet Earth and who are at last succeeding. Now, I will begin to tell you what happened today. And I want all of you to take a deep breath and understand that I am entrusting you with this information. And I mean that term seriously. I am entrusting you with information that is very important. It's very important to your history. It's important that those of you who have lived through it know and feel and understand the details of what is happening. We've talked to you about timelines and about how events can change the world, can change your experience quickly. When human beings respond all together to one thing, it can shift everything. For instance, many of you lived through the event called the harmonic convergence, when groups all over the world literally put their minds and their hearts together to feel an uplifting. It affected the entire planet. It was a glorious celebration, and so many hearts and minds together truly changed the vibration on the planet in the direction of unity consciousness. Today was probably something you could measure to be approximately 1,000 times what that event created. You have learned, all of you, that when things get tough, you bear down. You lift yourselves up. You insist on putting one foot in front of the other, and you will not be defeated by ripples of difficulties, of dark emotion, of upsetting events, of news that is designed to upset and destroy. Your news these days is terrible. When they don't have something violent or unpleasant or upsetting to talk about, they make it up. They take out old newsreels and old pictures of things that were warlike or violent, and they replay them. Even though they've been caught at it over and over again, they still persist in using these deceitful processes and practices to simply upset you, to make you believe that the world is on fire, that everything is, as you say, going to hell. I assure you, it is not. the event that happened today began here in the Temple of Light to have an effect. I will describe it to you, but I want you all to promise me right now, you will not feel panic, you will not feel sadness, you will not feel anything but the celebration of success and excitement and love that we are all feeling. There was a long moment when the ones who are so upset and angry and frustrated that they cannot control your world any longer had decided that they would blow things up. They had in place the hope that there would be a number of disasters in the world that would upset people. I'm going to ask Mother to describe that process to you in a moment. They were truly determined that if they could not control and own and enslave your planet, that it was their right to destroy it. They're so deluded and arrogant that they believe that they can do this in secret. Of course, we were aware. Of course, we watched the planning. We warned them a number of times that if they continued, they would not succeed, and that there would be terrible consequences for them. Nevertheless, they proceeded as if they hadn't been warned. Those who are left of the very tattered and small army of dark ones, they proceeded with their plans to use their powerful weapons to create havoc. Part of that havoc was to be what you term false flag incidents. Other events to follow, as soon as people were in a state of panic and disarray and fear and terror. You see, terror is one of their favorite weapons. As soon as they raised the level of terror on the planet, they were going to use their powerful nuclear weapons to blow her up. Our beloved ones here in the Temple of Light felt what was happening. Without a thought, they contacted us, and our dear Catherine said, please, on behalf of the people of planet Earth, do not permit the destruction I feel coming, the panic I see in the people. She saw it and felt it, and asked at that moment to halt everything that was happening. And of course we did. She did not speak alone for herself or for simply as the one voice of planet Earth. I tell you this just to show you how sensitive and alert our light workers are. She was not alone. We heard the prayers and the voices from around the world. And yes, of course, we did halt it. And it is because of you that we can take those actions. We remind you again, we are not the authoritarian kings and queens that some of you used to think we are. We cannot act alone. Although we have made the decision that we will not allow anyone to blow up a planet. But there were other events they had in mind. And it would have been a terrible time had they continued on with their plans. They're very clever, of course. There's no lack of cleverness and the ability to plan and plot. It doesn't take real intelligence. They're not creative or imaginative about what they do. They're simply driven by hatred and greed and their wish, you would call it, I guess, a lust for power. They were not permitted to carry out their plans. And the reason they were not permitted is because of you. All of you who have raised your vibration to the point where they cannot break through it. They cannot create a wave of terror as they did on 9/11, for instance. They cannot convince everyone in the world to begin a war because someone says so. You've all learned from that, haven't you? Now, I'm going to allow Mother to talk to you about this because her way of reassuring and soothing as she tells these stories will help you. So I'm going to pass the talking stick to Mother and ask her to tell you about these people who plan these things and what it was they had in mind. Here you are, Mother.
Thank you, Father. Well, isn't this fun? Isn't this wonderful? On this monumentous day to be coming through our daughters. I was teasing Christine earlier. It is endearing to feel her get excited and nervous to have me speak. I was teasing her because I reminded her that we've been speaking her whole life. Ever since she was tiny, we've been having long, warm, intimate conversations. You know, Father and I come to each of you. We're by you now. We wait patiently for you to turn and speak with us. This is not a special gift. It is your inherent being. You are our children. We could not love you more. I tell you this at the beginning of this explanation to encourage you warmly, genuinely, to follow the nudges you've been feeling. Speak with us. Reach out to us. Yes, that is us reaching to you. Trust it. It is time now for us to sit and speak and laugh and heal. It is time. Father was speaking about the events of today. I want to give you a little more background on how these events are engineered. And your participation in these events, whether you are aware of it or not, it is time to understand how you consciously and perhaps unconsciously through manipulation contribute to world events. It is important for you to understand this now so that you may take up the banner to hold the light, to hold the line. The more quickly we do this together, the more quickly the long celebration we have planned may begin. What happened today when many of you across the world felt the energies shift? The first thing that caught your attention was a drop in the resonance across the planet. It was indeed the first few seconds of the initiation of a frequency weapon planet-wide. This weapon was set off. We were, of course, very aware of it. Many of you, our light workers, responded instantly, as Catherine did. You felt something. It felt not right. It just somehow felt off. And you responded. What happened next was crucial. From the calm of your hearts, you called to Father and I, to our company of heaven, and you interceded with love. Your prayers mingled like music through the air, already softening the brunt of the harsh frequency that was being released. This frequency was intended to greatly disturb and disrupt every living being on the face of the planet, every man, woman, and child, every animal, even the structure in the plant life and other kingdoms would be upset and disturbed. The intention was to have you respond with upset. This would immediately cause another shift to occur. If everyone across the planet responded even with a bit of upset, it would cause the collective frequency to drop to an even worse and more damaging, let's say, octave. From there, their plan would set in motion further. It is a kind of way that the collective of humanity has given their agreement, their consent, most always without awareness. Nevertheless, responding with heavy, negative, or dark emotions is a form of giving consent. It is a way of casting your vote of which way things are to go in a moment. Your emotions, we have long explained to you, your thoughts, your feelings, what you say and what you do, has tremendous impact. And now you are understanding on this day of revelation with more clarity what it is we've been telling you. Once the frequency was meant to have been dropped, the next step would have been to set in motion, as Father has spoken of, a series of false flag incidents all over the world. It would not have mattered how successful these incidents would have been. They were simply engineered to cause further panic, fear, distress, and upset. You see how these are kind of stepping stones, taking you further and further into chaos. But let's stop right there. I know you understand what I'm speaking of. So now let's use an example that works just the same the other way. Let's speak about the prosperity that is soon to come. It is an outstanding example of how this is also working, and you are contributing to its success. Your long faith, belief, knowing in the prosperity program has not only sustained its life, it's lifted and carried it forward. It has created the well over 100 opportunities, the windows you call them, the windows of opportunities that have been absolutely legitimate, where it was a possible moment for everything to align and the prosperity to release. Now, the process I'm explaining to you will help you hold the frequency high so that the rest of this process may indeed unfold. As you know, we hover closely to its fruition. As the prosperity funds are released, it will create another tremendous wave across the planet. The RV will happen. The people of Iraq will experience their well-deserved and joyous day of upliftment and freedom that will last on and on, carrying them and us all into the golden age. From their joy and upliftment, it will spread quickly across the planet, where the funds will flow into the hands of the well-prepared and patiently awaiting lightworkers, all of you. As this happens and you turn around and bless all those around you, funding the incredible programs and creative ideas that you've had percolating all this time. Aren't you glad you've had time to work well on them, that they're so ready to go? Once you are free to do this, well, you get the picture, don't you? It will flow like a river. This river is a frequency that will lift you and all of the world. Isn't it clever how the Company of Heaven and you lightworkers on the ground designed this program to begin with prosperity? After all, it is debt slavery that is one of the main items that has kept you bound. No more. You see, everything you do, as you know, generates a frequency. Everything you think, everything you feel. I address this so carefully so that you can feel my words. There. Oh, what a frequency you all release as we join together in this network now. It's beautiful. I wish you could see it from Father and my eyes. today, immediately, your prayers, your wishes, your intentions mingled and came directly to us. We were able to then act at once. We contacted many of you as you were contacting us, and you immediately grounded into the earth and held the light bright, so brightly. In the meantime, in the Temple of Light, Christine began to work with the Christed grid of light that encircles and permeates all of Earth. She requested that the grid that was making the Temple of Light be extended to contain all of Earth. It was immediately granted. Then, requesting support and help from all the light workers and the higher selves of all the beings on Earth who have agreed and requested for ascension at this time, she asked Father and I to take the ley lines of the grid, the Christed grid of light, and she knows that these ley lines are actually made of light substance that is Father and I. She asked that the ley lines of the grid begin to grow. She imagined and saw the love of all the light workers and higher selves of all of us, of all of you. And she asked for the true greatest good of all. And Father and I immediately responded. The ley lines of the Christed grid began to grow in their size. And she saw them grow so large that they began to come together. And what had appeared as a grid became saturated with the loving energies of Father and I. She declared and squealed with delight, saying, Mother and Father have filled the space between. This was an accurate and profound perception, for we have. The real event that occurred today was not stopping of a disaster. That is wonderful. You did that. Often you say, thank you, Mother and Father. But each time, it is Father and I who turn with shining eyes and say to you, dear heart, thank you. For it is you who have enacted this. It is you who have requested this. It is your goodness, your choices, your love, your constancy, your reaching for something more, your tenderness, your kindness. Today, something magnificent happened. Yes, a disaster was stopped. We have all learned much. I am pausing because Father and I have hearts that are so full in this moment. We want you to feel what we feel. We are not far away from you. that you reached for this, that you were ready to initiate this, to bring this through. We have waited for this day. It's for us like getting to scoop you up in our arms. Everyone now can really realize and understand that they are safe. You have allowed us to scoop you up, and we are holding you dear. Our hearts are full. Now, children, hold the line of light with everything you think, feel, say, and do. Be loving. Call to us. Be kind to each other. Be gentle on yourself. I am your mother, and I am giving you kisses. Father, I think you better fill the rest of the words now. I love you, my dear children.
Thank you, my beloved. Oh, isn't she wonderful? Your words touch my heart as much as they do everyone listening. She has very carefully and fully described to you the joy and the triumph that we all feel. It was truly a culmination of all things, resolve, commitment, determination, will, and above all, the strength of all of you. You stand together. And because of your awareness, your great hearts, we are able to envelop the entire world in light. The temple of light is now surrounding the entire earth. Its walls have expanded. Of course, the walls were unlimited to begin with, but you can feel it now, can you not? All of you at this moment are sitting within the temple of light. You no longer have to request. You no longer have to call on us and say, we'd like to go to the temple of light. We'd like to visit and talk with you. It has been granted. You are all now within the temple of light. You can feel it, can't you? The safety, the brightness, the love surrounding you, the quiet peace, and the angel choir that serenades you. You only need to turn your ear and you will hear them. You will feel our energy flowing around you. You see, this is possible because of the improvements we made to the grid today. It will affect the entire planet. You will see the effects day by day. Of course, there is still free will on planet Earth, as was your wish. And you will feel things being played out. There are some who will insist to carry out plans and patterns they had created yesterday. But more so, you will see others. You will see those who've been teetering on the edge of awakening. You'll see them rubbing their eyes and looking about them, saying something feels different. Something feels lighter. And they will be right. You will feel a sense of safety that is new. You are under our protection, all of you. You have always been protected by us, but it didn't feel that way to you because of the difficult contracts you were still carrying out. The complex interactions that needed to play out in order for you to learn what you came here for. And in order for all of you to learn what you have accomplished, you have made an enormous leap into what we call unity consciousness. You will see it unfolding. A new kind of cooperation, sensitivity to one another, creativity in the way that you approach your tasks, warm-heartedness, a spirit of kindness that will not come so in such a difficult way to some who used to think of themselves as gremlins and curmudgeons and complainers. They will find far less to complain about. Even the weather. Yes, you've had some difficult weather. Most of that was man-made. It was not Mother Nature. It was not our intention. These are the ones who were trying to create panic. It did not work. Yes, there are genuine difficulties for people, but you've seen what happens when people are faced with a tragedy. They pull together. Friends and relatives and strangers all come to help out, and you will see an outpouring as you've never seen before. Hearts are opening. Those who have never felt comfortable before in revealing their kindness, their sensitivity to others, will find themselves being generous, open-hearted, and you will celebrate with them. You who have made such an effort to open the pathway for these folks who will now be joining you in goodwill. You, beloved children, are the ones who have led the way. We see your letters and your wishes. We see your appeals. Many of you write to Catherine. We know. We see the messages. We know what your concerns are. We hear your prayers. We encourage you to continue to embrace your lives. Embrace the challenges you have around you. Embrace these moments. They are all opportunities. Every one of them, an opportunity for you to rise, to be the master that you came here to be. Let your hearts expand. Open your sights. Do not look back. Do not think about the traumas you experienced yesterday or last year or 30 years ago. Look forward. See the sunrise. Look at the faces of the children around you. Look deeply into their bright eyes. You will see the glowing future that you will all have together. It is a glorious day. A day like no other. You see, planet Earth is such a fascinating place. We never can predict exactly how every detail of things will turn out because there are so many of you. And every one of you is having your effect. Every one of you putting your hearts and your minds together to create this with us. Today we celebrate. Our hearts full of love and, yes, some relief that we are now able to tell you you are safe. It is a new day. Humans, for thousands of years, have not felt safe, have not known security, have not known comfort. Genuine ease and peace of mind, because you were surrounded with the programming and the efforts of the dark ones who wanted to keep you fearful, who loved seeing the chaos on the news, who loved that you would go to their horror movies to scare yourselves. It was delicious to them to see you in fear. It made you easy to manipulate. I tell you this now to remind you. Don't fall back. Don't allow yourselves to be dragged into that dark and fearful place. I'm reminded of little Noev, who used to sing to me, God is bigger than the boogeyman. We are here to assure you, beloved ones, those days of having to imagine a boogeyman are over. And every time you turn away from that, those who would be the ones to put on the costume and play the boogeyman have less and less power. If you do not create those thought forms, the ones who would wish to be the criminals and the dangerous ones have nothing to feed on. They have nothing to support them. And they literally melt away. This is what you have accomplished. beloved ones. We have told you we have your backs. Now, keep going. You are on the path to magnificent things. You are hearing about the events in Iraq, about the events around the world where something truly miraculous has been accomplished when you think of it. Hundreds of countries, hundreds of leaders have hammered out a plan to revalue the currencies around the world to make them fair based on what people actually produce, based on the real resources of the world. There will be a new kind of commerce that will be more like the flow of a river. So people who have a need of something will find it floating down the river in their direction, and they will have the ability to exchange with those around them, trading their cloth for their coconuts, their rice for building materials. And very soon, this wonderful feeling of exchange and cooperation will be bringing in all of the things that you have been promised. Not just prosperity, but new ways to cure diseases, not just make them worse or trade them for some other more potent disease, but genuine care, new kinds of energy that will not pollute and destroy your beloved planet, new ways of growing food that will create abundance everywhere. Oh, you have just begun. We have just begun together. And what a beautiful time this will be. Celebrate with us now this day, this night, and as you raise your hearts in joy, you create the next miracle. You're beginning to see that, aren't you? As Mother said, when you raise your expectations and your hopes, you don't create something that will disappoint you. That was an idea that was implanted in your thinking. Nonsense. The more you create in your mind's eye, the more you envision peace, the more peace breaks out. The more you envision prosperity, the more people cooperate with one another, and that alone creates prosperity. There are enormous resources on your planet. We have enormous resources, as you know. When light workers combine their efforts, there is unlimited light and unlimited love. That is true prosperity. And now, I'm going to give you back to your dear Meg, and let us make room for our beloved Sananda and the one you call Archangel Michael, and let them come and share the celebration with you. I say to all of you, Namaste, beloved ones. And you know when I say that, I mean the God in me celebrates the God in you. Namaste. I am your father.
Namaste, Father. And namaste, Mother. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Catherine. That was very, very sweet to have them both be able to listen to each other. How special that was.
Hi, this is Catherine. Oh, it was very special to me to be able to listen to Mother. Oh, thank you, Christine. That was so lovely. Familiar.
My.
I love it. Wow. It's been quite a day.
Oh, my gosh. I was trying to see how I could collect thoughts for a synopsis, and it's just through the roof, over the top. Wonderful. How can you even gather everything together? It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that earlier, and I couldn't even begin to say what had happened today. I remembered it, but I couldn't even begin to describe it. So I'm very glad that Mother and Father came to talk about it.
Oh, it sounds magnificent. Oh, yes, magnificent.
Yeah. So we still have Sananda and Michael to hear from. That'll be fun. They've been in and out today telling us how happy they are. So let's see what they want to say. I guess,
okay.
Let's see, like Sananda's here. So we'll let him tell us what he'd like to say and introduce Michael too. They're so funny. They're coming. Arm over their shoulders like fraternity brothers. They're having a good time and they're celebrating already. So I'll just step aside and I'll let Sananda speak. Well, I have a question for Christine before I start. Uh-oh, she knows it's coming. I'll channel Sananda if you'll channel Michael. Okay, she said she would. All right, we didn't prepare her for this. But it is fun when we hear Christine channel Michael, because he's really very funny and he likes to joke with her a lot, so... Okay, no, he's going to be very serious tonight. Oh, I want to add that we had a wonderful time today with our animals. We've had quite a time with animals here. They've been coming from the woods down to, we had a woodchuck visit. I was in the living room right next to the patio door, and I looked over, and there was a woodchuck standing up on its back feet with its hands up, like, hello, on the screen, looking right at me, like, okay, I'm here, open the door. And there's a deer that calls to us in the evenings. It walks around and around the property calling. And when I answer, it sometimes calls back once or twice, and then it just is quieter. So this deer has been calling to say hello, and I send it love. It feels to me like a female deer. I send her love, and then she seems to be happy and and walks away. Our little cat, little grand white cat, was outside the other day. I heard the deer coming around. I have a fence that goes all the way around along the mountain, and the deer was behind the fence and was walking along the mountain behind the fence and then came down across the road. And I went out there to see if it was still around, and there was the cat sitting there on the road looking at me. Clearly, she was responding to the deer, too. So the two of us greeted, I couldn't see the deer, but I greeted her. And today, our little Bam Bam has had a talk with our favorite animal whisperer and has made a real transition into her masterhood and will henceforth understand that she doesn't have to behave like a cat just because she's in a cat body. Because she feels safe, and she doesn't have to have what we have called primal emotions or primal instincts. She now understands that she doesn't have to catch chipmunks or birds. She did bring us a chipmunk the other day, so she had to stay indoors for a while. And now she understands she doesn't have to behave like a big cat just because she's in a cat body. So after this conversation and this understanding that we came to, she's acted very differently. She's relaxed. She's happy. She's even cooperating with the dog. It's really lovely to see. So the shift has affected the animals, too. They're responsive. The other one, the little gray and white Pebbles, was walking around the house after this conversation we had with the animal whisperer, walking around the house, talking, just a long conversation. Meow, 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 came around and talked to all of us. Meow, meow, talking to everyone in the house. It was really so fun. You could just see they were all feeling happier. So I think everyone is feeling safer, as Father said. Everyone's feeling good. And here she is again looking around to see what everybody's doing here. You may hear from her. So, okay, that's little news from the small temple that we have now. It's only a room in the temple of light, this enormous temple of light that is now planet Earth. So all of you notice your animals. See if they're responding the same way ours are. It'll be interesting to know. Also, last week when we talked about channeling, I remember we said to watch for the songs that you hear. I got a number of emails from people telling me about how they were hearing songs from their childhoods or their favorite song from long ago, and they heard it playing in their minds. So people are getting better at channeling. So pretty soon everybody is going to be channeling. So you can all come on the call and channel. And then we'll all be doing it.
This morning on my walk, I even heard, "Let's organize a galactic karaoke."
Galactic karaoke.
And we'll bring our outfits, and we'll have a good time. That was very funny. I had a good laughter thinking about all of our friends with galactic karaoke.
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. We can think about that for a long time, galactic karaoke. I love it. All right, let's see what Sananda and Michael have to say. She's
Christine's already laughing.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm going to step aside and let Sananda come through. And Christine will channel Michael. And I already see the board lighting up with questions. So we might have a couple of minutes, too, at the end, so we can take some calls. That would be fun. So we'll, of course, start with the people who've been on here for ages. Okay, so let's see what Sananda has to say. He wouldn't tell me earlier what he was going to talk about. So.
All right, Catherine, okay. We'll just let you take a big breath and a little sip of water, and Sananda's right on your shoulder. Welcome, Sananda. Welcome.
Hi, Meg. I'm taking a sip of water, like you said.
Okay, good.
Hang on a minute.
Okay, good.
Oh, well, we love to hear you laugh. So, yes, I won't say too much, since mother and father were so clear and explicit about all the things they described about today. What a day. From where we are, we can see the waves of light and sometimes the waves of darkness, and what we saw today, it was like, you know, if you've ever been by the shore and you've watched the ocean at a time when there was a big offshore wind, and the waves are coming toward the shore, and the wind is pushing the waves, and it creates a kind of choppy effect so the waves hardly can make it to the shore. Well, it was even more so than that. It was like the light, the dark was trying to create a wave, and the light went just crashing up against it and completely dissipated the darkness. And then there would be another place on the globe where they tried to create a dark wave, and the light would just come, a wall of light would just come crashing up against it and completely dissipate the darkness. This is what we saw today. It was just, there are no words, remarkable, exquisite, incredible. A first. The power of the light on planet Earth has transcended all. That's all I wanted to tell you. I just am glorying in the wonder of it, of what you have all accomplished, of what we've all accomplished together. It is such a pleasure for us. And of course, we tell you often that we're celebrating. We love celebrating. It's easy for us. A small challenge overcome, a beautiful day, seeing the people we love laughing together sends us through the roof, as you would say, with joy. Today was a through-the-roof day, I assure you. And so, my dear Michael, I want to tell you something about our beloved Archangel Michael. We were joking earlier as we came in, pretending to be fraternity brothers. Well, of course we are fraternity. Means brotherhood, doesn't it? We enjoy each other very much. And especially we enjoy Michael because he has a real knack. He has a real knack for comedy, you know. He likes physical comedy. He especially likes dressing up. He has a closet. an unlimited closet full of costumes. Whenever we talk about the RV, and someone asks, what on earth is RV? It's the revaluation of the currencies, which is about to take place across the globe. And by the way, I hope all of you own some of the currencies from Vietnam or one of the other countries. It's going to be very profitable for all of you. We talked about it for years, and then, of course, we also were told that if we couldn't, that the next time we were to talk about it, it would be after it had happened. And so that's why we have been rather quiet about it lately. But anyway, Michael, whenever we talk about the revaluation of currencies, Michael appears in his Robin Hood suit. Green. With a nice little hat and his bow and arrow. Of course, there's nothing we can do with the bow and arrow in higher dimensions, but it is very funny as a prop. And the lovely thing about it, he's not the least embarrassed ever. Of course, we don't get embarrassed, but it doesn't slow him down, let's say. In fact, it encourages him. And we've been talking about, well, if we can come to these landings with our ships, what do you suppose you'd like to wear? And so Michael has spent quite a lot of time and energy planning the wardrobe he'd like to appear in when he comes off the ship. Perhaps we could take a vote. I'm sure the listeners would like to hear how they'd like to see Michael appear when he comes off the ships. He's laughing. All right. I'm going to turn this over to our dear Christine, and you will hear Michael's response to whatever it is I'm teasing him about. Okay, here's Michael. Go ahead, dear brother.
Well, thank you, Sananda. thank you, Sananda. We have been joking so much recently about what if they could see the real us. That's not to say that when we're speaking of deep and important matters, we're not absolutely and essentially always the real us. But as we're letting, as they mentioned in the New York Temple of Light, the cat out of the bag today, we do want you to know us truly. And on that note, there are two words I cannot let pass for a moment longer, and they are galactic karaoke. Yes, Meg. Singing and outfits. You have me at singing and outfits. So we will set it up. Galactic karaoke is in the future. I have no idea what that means, but Meg, you and I are planners. I'm sure we can pull this off. I'll bring the outfits and the singing, and we can organize it. And then we can all laugh together till the light of dawn. I am charged with a task this evening, but before I get to it, since we are being so revealed on this Day of Revelation, as Mother called it, as we're all calling it here, if you would know, I will just tell you this intimate thing from my heart. Each and every one of you, if I could right now, if you could know it, because I can do it, I would run up to you and just hug you. Oh, you brilliant ones. How you have worked. How you have triumphed. It is a day worthy of this level of celebration. And I and we celebrate you most of all. So feel my hugs. They are so true, full of such gratitude and adoration. We love you. We admire you. We can't say it enough. Join with us. And that leads me to the task that I have this evening. I'm not just speaking for myself, of course, as usual, but it's very important tonight. The company of heaven, I mean, we are all here. Everyone's here. And we have a unanimous request. Mother already spoke of it, and I just want to continue the earnest invitation. Let's be straight. Let's just call it what it is. It's a plea from our hearts. The doors of heaven aren't just open wide. We are all standing together. The invitation is from us to you. Call to us now. Let us rush to you, hug you, talk to you. Let's be close. Let's be friends. If you could glimpse what a half hour is like in the New York annex of the Temple of Light, we have conversations. It's as if there is no veil. We talk with our beloveds. They talk with each other. We all laugh hysterically. There is working through challenges. There are projects. There are genuine and earnest feelings. There's addressing issues of that come up of what's so at this time and the projects and what's so in the way things are on surface earth and how it affects them personally and globally. It's very normal. It's talking together about everything from what to wear when I step off until everything, your heart's desire. We are here to help, but we count on your help too. Let's join together in an entire new way. Let's lock arms and let's begin the march of light. You, me, all of us. Genuinely. Each and every one of us longs to have a closer relationship with you. You will get nudges, whispers, stirrings. We'll touch your hand. You'll see a funny joke. You'll read a line that catches your eye. It's us. We tell you unabashedly, absolutely, it is us. Turn to us. Give us a wink, a giggle. Talk to us. We're all here, shining our love so you can feel us now. We are so excited about this next phase. All together now, forward we go. We love you. We thank you. We celebrate you. We celebrate with you. And now, on behalf of us all, I say, Namaste.
This is Catherine. Thank you, Michael. I like your outfit. And if you say that to Michael, he will show up in something outrageous, I promise you. Well, as I promised, we could answer a few calls. We have a few people who've been on the line for quite some time. So I would like, Meg, I'd like to work our way down the list for the people who've been here the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And let them.
It looks like up here at the, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll let them give us their feedback, their celebration. I hope you will all celebrate with us. How about 804?
That sounds good. We're opening up 804, ending in 2693. Let us know what your name is and where you're calling from.
This is Jimmy and Shasta from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh.
Hey, Jimmy. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah. This just keeps getting better and better. This is incredible. I got a real good question. I've taken my dancing shoes out for the RV. I'm just kind of wanting to know, what are we all going to do? The electric slide, or what are we going to do?
Oh, the slide, the electric slide. Well,
yeah, I figured that.
We're
going
to have to,
or whatever. The... No, we're in unity consciousness, so we got to all be dancing the same dance. So what are we going to dance? The marimba or the electric slide, or what are we going to do?
Well, I know a lot of people know how to cha-cha.
Okay, that's kind of going back for me.
I think that one would be okay, don't you? Can you work it?
Yeah, I could. I'm sure I can imagine it. Oh, that's good. And it's so funny y'all talking about outfits and all, because I went on the internet yesterday, and I'm looking at Star Trek shirts for when it goes through, so I'll have my Galactic shirt, my Captain Kirk shirts.
All right.
You're all ready for the Galactic
karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, we got the shirts planned, and it's all getting ready to take place.
Oh.
But I've got a serious question. I'm sure that a lot of people are probably thinking the same question.
Oh, okay.
I've been spending a lot of time in the Temple of Light. And I asked this past week my I Am Presence, my higher self, and my twin flame to meet me. And I went into the Temple of Light kind of thinking I might see my higher self looking like George Jetson or something like real futuristic. And I kept looking, and I saw these two beings that my twin flame had the most gorgeous American Indian outfit on. And my higher self was like ancient looking with long white hair and American, because I'm tapped into the American Indians. But am I imagining this stuff, or is that really my higher self? I was told I brought the American Indian things to the earth from another planet and really plugged into the, you know, to, that's why I'm into dogs and all the animals and everything from the Indian experience. But I think my question is, how do you find out what the name is of your source self, rather than saying source self or I Am Presence, where you could start calling them by name?
Oh, Michael is going to give you a suggestion.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, brother. I couldn't resist when you started speaking of the Galactic Karaoke.
Uh-huh.
I rushed forward to answer your question. No, it is a question on so many hearts right now. And I couldn't extend our collective invitation to you without giving you the very important step of how to find this out. Now, we don't normally answer the personal questions on the show. I know you understand that, and I understand the place you're asking from. So let's walk through something together. When you alight through your intention, through your love, the diamond in the center of your brain, the diamond in the center of your heart, and the diamond in the center of your solar plexus, you will see immediately that it forms the pillar of light that runs through the center of you. You extend that, and this is for all of you, you extend that down into the core of Earth, kneading earth down, down into the core of her center. At the same time, you reach up in your pillar of light, the center of your pillar of light, and you reach for mother and father. They too will immediately reach to greet you. And you fill your ascension pillar with light. Then each and every one of you may ask to see your higher self, your twin flame, as you have done. I will confirm what you were seeing. And they are excited to continue further communications with you. So congratulations. And thank you for asking this so that everyone may now do this simple, genuine alighting, filling, essentially filling your ascension pillar with mother and father's love and grounding it into the earth as you reside in the center of your being. When you do this, you are going to experience new experiences. So I'll leave it there with you. I hope that fulfills your answer enough and tantalizes you to keep going.
Absolutely.
Everyone, this is how to most easily accept the invitation we are all extending to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Jimmy. What a great question. We look forward to hearing more adventures in the temple from you.
Well, just keep us informed on the galactic karaoke because there's a bunch of us on the call that are right there.
Okay, will do.
We definitely want to be part of that. Thank you very much, y'all. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll go. That was fun. We'll go on to the next one.
All right, we're going to open up area code 949, ending in 4394. Let us know your name and where you're calling from.
949?
949.
It's very quiet.
It is.
I'm sure
quiet.
The lines
closed that one.
All
right. Shall we go on to 307?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll open up area code 307, ending in 3928.
Are you there? Gee, I wonder if there's a problem here. It says it's lit up. It says the line is open, but it doesn't sound like the line is open. Okay. 307, ending in 3928. Don't hear a thing. I wonder if my panel's not working. Well, let's try another one and see what happens.
All right. So let's try area code 347, ending in 4447. Are you there?
Hi, this is Jewel from New York.
Hi. Is Jewel?
Yes.
Hi, Jewel.
Hi. Just calling to say I'm celebrating with you guys.
Oh, great. And you've been on vacation, I know. Did you have a lovely time?
Yes, I did. Quiet time.
Quiet time. Yeah. Jewel spent some time in meditation in the Poconos. So you just called to celebrate with us? Did you have a question?
Not really. No question.
Okay. Are you ready for the galactic karaoke?
Yes, I am.
All right. We'll count you in. All right. Thanks for the hello, Jewel.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So We'll try. Should we try one more time? These folks that we couldn't open the line.
Let's try one more time. Go ahead.
949. All right, I'll try opening it now. 949-4394, the last four numbers. Are you there? Nope. I saw the time counting down, but doesn't sound like the line's open. Okay. Well, that was fun. So we will end our call for tonight with the best song I can think of to celebrate. And look forward to seeing everybody same time next Wednesday. So all of you who are new know that we are always here Wednesday nights. And we'll see you again then. And we will also have a message coming through from Sanat Kumara and possibly others who will join him to celebrate these wonderful times. So we have a lot to look forward to, and I have a feeling it's going to be a really exciting call next week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Catherine and Christine, and we look forward to being together next week. Have a wonderful
Thank
week.
Thank you, Meg.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.